Hello, and welcome to the Daring to Succeed podcast. My name is Juliana Yao Jorgen, and I'm a career and leadership coach who helps introverts succeed in the workplace by unleashing their introvert superpowers. Today, I'm going to talk about the challenges of indirect leadership, why it's the best training ground for leadership, and why introverts excel in roles requiring indirect leadership. I chose this topic because some of you are already in roles requiring indirect leadership and are either looking to move into leadership or simply understand the value of leadership skills for your overall career. Maybe you're a senior specialist or have the most experience on a team and are often expected to train and mentor others. Or because of your tenure, people often turn to you for insight, advice, and guidance. Or maybe you're in a product owner, product manager, or other technical role that also has some leadership style responsibilities without the authority that comes with a manager, director, or other leadership title. This means you have less access to things like telling them they have to do something because it's their job, negotiating how the work gets done, influencing the priorities of the team, or rewarding performance with raises, bonuses, or promotions. Of course, depending on your role in organization, you may have access to some of these. But in most cases, people in an indirect leadership role need to get the work done or support the team differently than a manager would. This is where you need to rely not on your position or title, but how skillful you are with negotiating success, managing and negotiating resource availability, negotiating priorities, persuasion and influence, removing roadblocks, creative problem solving, and gaining consensus. Notice that I haven't mentioned public speaking, presentation, confidence, or assertiveness. Yes, you may be able to present an amazing proposal or insist on a particular way of doing things, but without consensus, available resources, and their willingness to meet deadlines, the work won't get done, no matter how charming you are or how moving your speech was. And this is why being in an indirect leadership role is the perfect situation for you to develop leadership skills that will serve you in the future. Whether you intend to move into a leadership role or not, you'll be able to better navigate the challenging situations you're faced with because you can lead through ability, not through a title. Just think of one of the worst bosses you've had. I bet you some of the way they led was through force, not consensus. Now, think of one of the best bosses you've had. How they accomplished their work and supported the team probably seemed pretty magical because they were doing all of this negotiation, persuasion, and problem solving behind the scenes. So why do introverts excel in these indirect leadership positions? The first is that we listen more than we speak. This is a critical input for most of these skills of negotiation, problem solving, persuasion, and gaining consensus. It means we are listening for the root cause of the problem, but also for opportunities to find win-win situations or clarify a misunderstanding that can lead to a solution. Our preference for smaller groups and one-on-one interactions also means we are more likely to seek understanding in an environment where people we're speaking with feel safe to voice their true concerns or ideas. And our need for reflection before making a decision means we're less likely to be tempted by an easy fix and more open to spending the time to find a path forward. So, for all of my indirect and introverted leaders out there, use this as an opportunity to hone your negotiation, persuasion, and creative problem-solving skills. These skills will be invaluable to you no matter what your career will look like in the future. Okay, that's it for now. I hope you found this helpful, and I'll see you next time.